I'm Kathy Kirby with your West Georgia Regional News. Early voting for the presidential election opens this coming Tuesday, October 15th. If you plan to vote during early voting in person, there are three locations. Voting in LaGrange will take place at the Troup County Government Center from 8 a.m. until 7 p.m., Monday through Friday, October 15th through November 1st. There are two Saturday dates at the Government Center, October 19th and October 26th, from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. In Hogansville, you can early vote in person at the Hogansville Annex on East Main Street from October 25th through November 1st, from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, October 26th, from 9 to 5. In West Point, voting will take place at the West Point Technology Center on O.G. Skinner Drive, October 25th through November 1st, from 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, and Saturday, October 26th, from 9 until 5. On Election Day, November 5th, you will need to vote at your assigned precinct from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. To request an absentee application, please call the Elections Office at 706-883-1745. The last day to request an absentee ballot is October 25th. The LaGrange Fire Department will host its annual Citizens Day on Saturday. Citizens Day is a chance for people of all ages to interact with first responders and learn more about fire safety in a fun environment. There will be many free activities for families with an agility course and fire truck tours. The City of LaGrange Animal Shelter will be on site offering free adoptions. Citizens Day will be held in the LaGrange Mall parking lot from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. on Saturday. And then on Saturday evening, make plans to attend the Taste of the Town, sponsored by the Junior Service League of LaGrange, held at Overlook Plaza at Wild Leap in downtown LaGrange. Jack Mormon and Kane Bradfield will be the MCs of the event. Dancers from Lafayette Center for Dance and Tumbletown 2 will perform at Overlook Park Stage, as well as the Raising Sand Band and the band Colorful Leia. Close to 20 food vendors and multiple artisan vendors will be on site. Proceeds from the event will benefit various community organizations through grants by the Junior Service League. The event is free and will run from 4 until 8 Saturday night. Reporting for Eagle 102.3 News, I'm Kathy Kirby.